Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So if you're looking at the campaign and you're thinking Republicans, Republicans actually are hard to pin down on the issues. There are some who are pro-choice. There are some who are pro-life. Also, some are pro-war. Some are anti-war. Some are pro-bailout. Some are anti-bailout. But the voice of Republicans? Oh, hey, that's easy.
He sees every day as a new blessing and a new beginning. Congressman Mike Pence. Here in the Hoosier Heartland, we live our lives with a faithful heart and an optimistic spirit. Congressman Mike Pence believes in the promise and purpose of this shining city on a hill, because America is a place where any dream can come true if you just work for it.
I'm Mike Pence, and I approve this message.
Well, whatever you think about Congressman Mike Pence, the voice there that's selling you Mike Pence is Bob Jump. He's a voiceover artist and appears on many, many Republican commercials. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John. And wow, you know, with the world markets plunging like that, I guess I'm the comic relief this morning.
Yes. Well, would you like to try a shot at coming up with a new name for the market?
No, I heard that. And I think the one lady was right on the money, you know.
Eco. Well, it's better when you say it, though. They call it economics.
Yes, economics.
Did you audition to be the voice of these Republican ads? And if so, did they have any sort of guidance when you went into the studio?
No, not really. I mean, I got it through commercials. That's basically, you know, everybody I think that does this work. They started in commercials. I voiced spots for Smuckers, Toyota, Disney, NASCAR. You know, one day somebody called up and said, "Hey, do you do politicals?" And I said, "You know, it depends. Is there a paycheck involved?" So
perhaps they'd listen to this part of your body of work.
Armor all. Put it on. And it's always there. It's strong protection.
Fights rust.
So, John, I have to ask you, inflation. Are you sitting there with a cart machine?
I don't have a cart machine, but I have a very skilled control room. Dylan is running the board for us today.
Okay.
So I love the – what do you think is the quality in your voice that says security, importance?
You know, that is interesting.
Gravitas.
Because the people have told me that I've got that certain sound that Republicans like, you know, and yeah, I shake my head. I just don't know. Maybe it's the way I speak. I had one Republican client tell me that when I say words like bankruptcy and divorce, it doesn't seem so bad.
That's kind of scary. Have you ever gotten, though, some copy and you thought to yourself, is any of this stuff true?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you look at it and you shake your head and you say, well, you know what? I got to read it. And every now and then, it comes across the desk. But here's the distinction. I'm a paid voiceover performer. I'm given a script that I didn't write, and I'm told what to read and how to read it. In other words, they're not asking me to endorse the candidate. Just sell it. And that's my job.
Who are the masters in your profession, particularly in the political arena, besides you, Bob?
There are no other masters, John.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, that's the case. I want you to listen to, you know, the late LaFontaine, who just died, who did tons of voiceovers. And this is a political message, even though it is a movie. Take a listen to this, Bob.
There's a crisis in the White House.
If it gets out, you leaked it.
And to save the election,
just got to distract them.
They'd have to fake a war.
You're kidding.
It looks real.
When it's cooking, it's cooking.
It sounds real.
Give me some screaming.
It just never happened.
You're the man.
That, of course, is the trailer from the movie Wag the Dog, and Don LaFontaine, right, who just died, did the voice there. It sounds like this is all sort of part of a piece. It's breathy. It's deep. And
yeah, you really learn how to work the mic, and because sometimes you can overproject, and you've got to pull it back, and sometimes less is more in this business.
Wouldn't it be better, though, ultimately, for democracy if candidates themselves spoke? I mean, because you always get to the end of the ad, and after you're done saying, "Freedom in America," I'm Bob Spence, and I approve this message. It sort of really is ragged. I don't like that.
Or down south, I'm Bob Chuckleberry, and I endorse this message here.
I mean, it really sort of demolishes the whole thing.
Well, it brings it down back to earth, don't you think, Bob? It makes it more real.
I'm sorry, say it again.
No, it brings us down to earth when we actually hear the candidate compared to your voice. As you said, you're a professional.
Oh, yeah. I'm snapped back to reality.
Yeah. So are you going to run for something, Bob, ever? You
think? No, I'm not going to run.
Ever thought about it? Ever thought about it?
I'll run away as far as I can from that.
You ever think about doing a Democratic ad? Would you do that?
Well, it's not that I would think about it. Years ago, Adora, I had done, played both sides. But the problem you'd run into is when you go back and you look through 5 years of political scripts and you find that the Republicans were really picking you. 70% of my work was for Republicans.
Wow.
You don't want to
mess with the brand. Don't mess with the brand. So since La Fontaine is gone, you're going to take over the movies?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, do a couple. Do a In a World Where. Can you do that line?
In a world where John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji are hosts of The Takeaway, you are there.
This is the world that we, in fact, live in. That was
Yay!
Fabulous, Bob.
I love
not
that.
Not bad ad-lib, was it?
I just came off
the top of my head.
All right, so before we go, say, this is The Takeaway, Bob.
This is The Takeaway.
Bob Jump, voiceover artist and the voice of Republican campaign commercials. Thanks so much.
Bravo.
Thanks, guys. Have a great morning. Thank you so much for having me on.